Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
It's time for the Score Evening Show. Weeknight 6 till 9 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Here's your host, Rami Metloff.
That's me with you for the next 3 hours and live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You can get in on the show at 312-644-6767. Adam Studzinski on the other side of the glass. And what a show this young man has lined up for you and me tonight. Elise Menneker, host and reporter for the Marquee Sports Network. She'll be here at 625 to talk some Cubs and Sox. First hour, very baseball heavy. Very, very baseball heavy. And then in hour two, it starts turning football heavy, as we'll talk with Herb Howard, Bears beat reporter for the Bigs. He'll be here at 7, and Brian Baldinger will be here at 8:25. Baldy, the Odyssey NFL insider, former NFL offensive lineman himself, he'll be here at 8:20 with thoughts on the Caleb Williams situation, the Bears schedule, and all that stuff as it pertains to the Bears. I heard Lawrence say at the end of Spiegel and Holmes that a lot of people got thoughts on this Caleb situation, and I am one of those people. I got burning hot thoughts on the Caleb Williams situation to the point that it almost got the better of my judgment. I was going to start the show there, and then I was driving in listening to two radio pros in Spiegel and Holmes, and they started their show with Cubs and Sox, and I was like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. The city's two baseball teams played today. I should probably start the show there. Not that I didn't know they played. Watched the whole game. I got hot fire to spit on this Caleb Williams situation, and I almost had to get it right out the gates. But my judgment got the better of me, and I decided we'll talk some baseball out of the gates, talk some Cubs and Sox with you. And I do have time to get some calls in and some text at 312-644-6767 from Cubs and Sox fans, as the Cubs win 13-3 today in the first game of the Crosstown Classic between these two baseball teams today at Wrigley Field, and right here on the Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. And a lot of good for the Cubs out there today, man. Cade Horton, I mean, it got off to a rough start with the home run in the first inning, the start of a big day for Miguel Vargas. We'll talk about that in just a second. But he settles down. He only gives up 3 runs, 7 hits in his 5 innings of work, his second appearance at the major league level. And you really like that from a kid who's still, you know, finding his sea legs at the major league level and his first start at Wrigley Field, that he can give up that home run. And I heard him post game saying, you know, he wasn't worried about giving up solo home runs on a day that the wind is blowing out. Solo home runs are okay. He knows they got the bats, and especially late in the game, he knew they had the big lead. And we'll tell you how they got that big lead here in just a second if you're just getting out of work and getting in your car. But he gives up the three-run homer to Vargas in the first inning, and then the Cubs just opened it up in the second inning. 6 runs in that second inning, and it was the start of a big day for Pete Crow Armstrong. He capitalized on two fielder's choices. I was going back and forth on this. Adam Stasinski, my producer, on the other side of the glass. Do you know what the plural is for fielder's choice? I don't know why my brain got stuck on this as I was thinking about how that second inning went.
I think it would be fielder's choices, because fielders is possessive. It's apostrophe as possessive. So then choices would make it plural. Right? I think that's how I would suss this out.
I'm going to go with you. So two fielder's choices and an error opened the door for Pete Crow Armstrong, and a 3-run homer that he wrapped around the right field foul pole. Seiya Suzuki piled on there. He got a double to knock in Kyle Tucker. It was 6-2, and the Cubs just never looked back. They added two more in the sixth, 3 more in the seventh, and then a couple more in the eighth for the 13-3 final. And like I said, a lot of good for the Cubs in this one. 5 players with multiple hits and RBI. Ballesteros, the rookie, got his first hit. Couple hits, actually, in the win after he got the call-up a couple days ago. The bullpen was lights out for 4 innings, but PCA was the story here. Just like I said, 6 RBI on the day. He was 4-for-5, had the home run, also had a couple of, or I thought he had a double. No, I guess he did not also have a double on the day, but 6 RBI, home run, 4-for-5. And man, I didn't think I'd be saying this. And again, I'm going to get to the Sox and to this rivalry in just a second, and I want to hear your thoughts on it at 312-644-6767. Pete Crow Armstrong is a legit MVP candidate. And I know I'm not the first to say that, because I didn't want to get crazy or get carried away with the start that he's off to. And I know we're only about a quarter of the way into the season, but he's a legit MVP candidate at this point. Just a quick rundown of some of the things that he's done early on in this season that put him up there with the elite players in Major League Baseball right now. He's 5th in the National League, 8th in all of Major League Baseball in home runs with 12. He's 4th in RBI with 36 after he knocked in 6 today. He's tied for 1st in Major League Baseball in outs above replacement defensively, and leads all of Major League Baseball in runs prevented. He's 2nd in the National League, 6th in all of baseball in WAR at 2.5. And this number I came across on Twitter today blew my mind, man. Think about some of the players that have put on Cubs jerseys and some of the offensive seasons that they've had. We'll even include Sammy Sosa in that with the asterisk next to it. He is the first player in Cubs history. Let me repeat that. He's the first player in Cubs history with 12 home runs, 30 RBI, and 10 stolen bases within the team's first 45 games of the season. The first to ever do that. I know I don't need to tell you this. That's a long history that the Cubs have, and some very good players have come through there. I know it's not the most illustrious baseball history, but they've had some pretty good players suit up in a Cubs uniform. He's the first ever with 12 home runs, 30 RBI, 10 stolen bases in the first 45 games of the season. And that just tells you how rare the offensive season that he's having is, not just within the Cubs history. The fact that he's the first to do it in Cubs history tells you it's a pretty rare thing in baseball altogether to combine that type of speed and threat on the bases with that type of power to this level through 45 games of a season. It doesn't happen that, and we knew about the speed. The power is very surprising. I don't know about you. I remember last year, I think I was talking to Spiegel in a crosstalk or something, and I remember we were talking about comparisons. Who does PCA remind you of? And I said, Byron Buxton of the Twins, if he could stay healthy and stop running into walls and other people, but with maybe not as much pop. Maybe not as much power as Byron Buxton, because, man, when Byron Buxton is healthy, that dude can rake, and he can run, and he can catch, and he can throw. He's one of the more exciting players to watch in all of baseball when he can stay on the field and stop running into things and people. It's key to his game if he can stop doing that. And I said, Byron Buxton, but with a little less power. I did not see this coming. And PCA talked after the game about this surge in power that he's had so far this season.
Just moving a little bit better, efficiently, consistently. DK and Mails got me in a really good spot before spring training. And, I think what a lot of us search for is consistency. And that's something that I'm starting to enjoy, having and being able to repeat kind of the same move. So I would just attribute it to that, really.
There's PCA talking about this hot start, and especially the hot start in terms of the power game that he's brought to the Cubs this season. While we're hearing from folks at the ballpark, this is what Craig Counsell had to say about the hot start for his center fielder.
He's playing at a really high level right now, and he's driving the ball in the air. That's led to the home runs, obviously, and it's fun to watch. I mean, it's fun to see a player take another step. He's taking a step up defensively. He's taking a big step offensively. So, it's an impact player. The ability for the home run now, that's kind of really, I think that's probably, a pretty big surprise. But it's a you need surprises, and so it's an important one.
Yeah, I don't think the Cubs even saw that coming in terms of the pop. I said I didn't see it coming. I don't think the Cubs even saw it coming in terms of the pop that he can bring to the plate. And they made a really good point on the broadcast today that the way pitchers approach PCA, because they're so scared of his speed on the bases, they don't want to walk him because he's going to get out there and terrorize you on the bases, whether it's stealing a base or going from first to third on any ball in play, if not from first to home. He's going to get out there and he's going to cause trouble for you on the bases, so you don't want to pitch around him and give him a free base and a walk, so they almost have to attack him, and he's really, really making the most of that and taking advantage of that. Here's more of Craig Counsell talking about the growth of Pete Crow Armstrong.
Well, Pete's young. I mean, I think that's kind of what you forget. And when you have players that are this young, we they come to the big leagues and you think this is what they are, and he's 23. Most guys haven't made their debut yet. So it's... that's the beauty of like getting to the big leagues at that age. It means you've succeeded against older players in player development, minor leagues. But it also means there's you're new to baseball still, and you're new to this. And so he's a talented kid. He was first round pick for a reason, a high first round pick. So, but it's fun watching, and it's possible with players like this.
It's crazy that he's doing this at 23. Again, like I said, first player in Cubs history with 12 home runs, 30 RBI, 10 stolen bases in the first 45 games, and then top 10 in home runs, top 5 in RBI, number 1 in outs above replacement and runs prevented defensively. That's an MVP candidate, man. I know even though he's playing in Chicago and it's not a small market, he's not going to get, and especially in the first season that he's putting together of this caliber, he's not going to get the hype and probably not the votes of a Shohei Ohtani or an Aaron Judge and guys of that ilk or a Juan Soto, but he should be. He in terms of the way that he's started this season, PCA should be in the discussion for MVP if he can keep this up. And I'm going to talk more about that with Elise Menneker of the Marquee Sports Network coming up at about 6:20. So a lot of good for the Cubs as it's going to be in a 13-3 win. But I know I'm not just talking to Cubs fans here. After all, they did play the Chicago White Sox today, and not as much good on the other side for the team from the city's south side. I mentioned earlier three hits for Miguel Vargas, including the home run to start the scoring out at Wrigley Field today. Shane Smith, who's been really good for the White Sox so far this year, got off to a rough start. He kept his ERA intact because five of the runs that he gave up were unearned. And like I said about Cade Horton, he did bounce back and put together an admirable effort, giving you five innings on 89 pitches. And like I said, only one run earned, six runs given up, but one run earned, struck out five and walked one. But man, what is the status of this Cubs-Sox rivalry right now? If you want to get in on the show before I talk with Elise Menneker at 312-644-6767. Because, and I know it's a hot ticket, and I know, and I was listening to as I said, Spiegel and Holmes on the way in, and Spiegs was out there, and it sounds like it was a pretty good environment for a baseball game out there, and a picture perfect day weather wise, and Wrigley Field is beautiful and always a good time and all that. It felt like there was a little bit more to this one if you were there, but man, if you're not there, I just don't know how this rivalry really gets you going or gets you more up for baseball than you already are. I love turning on a baseball game, especially a Cubs game, on any day of the week, but turning on this one didn't feel a whole lot different than turning on almost any other game. Maybe a little bit more, had maybe a little bit more, but I see this as like a brotherly type of rivalry, and I don't know if you ever... Me and my brother got into plenty of fights growing up. It sucks when you're the only one, like, fighting. You know what? Like, you hit your brother, and then they don't hit back. Like, you just feel terrible. You lost a fight. You lost a fight by them not hitting you back. I want the Sox to be good so that this thing can have some juice. I'm not saying this to trash talk or talk down on or talk down to Sox fans. I feel bad at this point with the way that things have gone for the Chicago White Sox. And like I said, this game doesn't have a whole lot more juice to it than any other Cubs game for me. That and from the other side, and I was talking to Adam before the show, and he let me in on a little something. A former Sox fan in my producer Adam Studzinski, which I don't feel as, when you tell me that, Adam, I don't feel as bad saying what I'm about to say as I otherwise would, which is, I don't know how y'all are doing it. And not just like, how do you get up for a Cubs Sox rivalry? Like, because there just isn't a whole lot there.
There's
for
a special
this Sox team.
It's a special group of people that have managed to stick with it. Like, I'm not, they lost me along the way. They lost me the second La Russa season broke me. I was like, that's it. I'm out. I just can't put up with this BS anymore. Like, this team just actively hates their fans, seemingly. And it's more of a me thing, because I enjoy baseball, but I don't enjoy it. I don't love it to the extent that I need to be a fan of a team. And it's super easy for me to just walk away from a team and just observe and just, all right, this feels better where I can just watch and have no emotional investment. I'm not like that. And like, you ask me, well, how do I stick with the Bears? Well, cause that I'm emotionally invested in that. That's oh, why. Yeah. So yeah. It's different for football. So yeah. I walked away. And I haven't looked back, and I don't know if they'll ever get me back. But yeah, the people that I've stuck with, a special group of people, truly a special group of people. I don't know how they do it.
They really are. And not just like, if you're just like, first, if you've stuck with it in any way, shape or form, but if you're like a hardcore baseball fan. Like I am a hardcore baseball fan. Adam said he's not that he doesn't need a team in his life. I need a team in my life. And even when the Cubs are bad, I still do it to myself in following them on pretty much a day-to-day basis, watching every game that I can watch. If you're doing that right now as a Sox fan, I have the utmost respect for you as a fan, and I'm wondering how you do it if you're a Sox fan. And two, from either side, what's the status of this rivalry? 312s, is it still a rivalry? 312-644-6767, or is this like punching your brother in the face and they don't hit back, and you just go, oh man, that feels terrible. That feels really, really bad. I thought we were going to get into a fight here. I didn't know that this was going to be a one-sided thing. This doesn't feel good. This feels kind of bad, actually. I mean, it felt good watching the Cubs win, but from the rivalry standpoint, it didn't do for me what it should have done for me today. We'll hit a quick break. We'll keep the baseball talk going. If you want to shoot me a text, 312-644-6767, or we'll have an opening for some calls after I talk with Elise Menneker, host, reporter, analyst for the Marquee Sports Network. She'll join me, Rami Makhlouf, at Score Evenings, and back right after this.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today, the Cubs put a 6-spot up in the second inning.
To the right side. They get one there. To first. 2! And that's the ball game. Are they going to look at it? No, they're not. Ball game. Cubs win. They're going to sing is what they're going to do.
That's what it sounded like on Marquee as the Cubs take the first in the Crosstown Classic with the White Sox today, 13-3. Rami Makhlouf with you on Score Evenings, talking some Cubs with you. And again, open segment coming up in just a few minutes at 312-644-6767 for your calls if you want to get in, talking about this Cubs-Sox rivalry. What's the status of it? Are you still feeling it? Or does the one-sidedness of it kind of take a little juice away? But joining me now to talk about that game and talk about the Cubs, host, reporter, analyst over on the Marquee Sports Network. My pleasure to welcome Elise Menneker onto the hotline. How are you this evening, Elise?
Hey, Rami, good. How are you?
Good. It's always good. 1:20 Friday game at Wrigley Field with the sun shining. I wasn't there, but there's something about it. And then when you really put it to the White Sox today, the way the Cubs did, that's a good Friday, at least. That felt good.
I mean, the way you started out, right, the weather alone, it just makes you feel like, this is how baseball is supposed to be played. You've got rivalry weekend, a 1:20 game, like you said. Just a really nice start to the weekend for the Cubs. And, yeah, just kind of what you'd like to see out of them, especially after dropping the last game of the last series. Just pick it right back up and get in the win column.
Do you feel like there's still juice to this crosstown rivalry between these two teams, or does the state of the White Sox right now take a little away from it?
I think there always is. I think it's different, obviously, when the White Sox aren't as competitive. It's weird. It feels like the two teams are never really good at the same time these days. But growing up here, like, it's just kind of ingrained and embedded in you that there is this rivalry, and that when it comes time to these two teams playing, you take it seriously, you have fun with it. There's the fun banter, all of it. Like, the city just embraces it. And so, no, it's not the same if the competitiveness isn't there. But at the same time, that rivalry is always there. And each team always wants to beat the other, no matter what is going on with the two teams.
Talking with Elise Menneker of the Marquee Sports Network here on the Score Evening Show after the Cubs take down the White Sox today, 13-3. And the story of the day, Pete Crow Armstrong, 4 hits, 6 RBI on the day. And Elise, I was saying in the first segment, and I don't think I'm the first person to say this, because I didn't want to get carried away and jump on this bandwagon. The way this guy's playing right now, 45 games in, he's an MVP candidate in my eyes. And I don't think that's just seeing it through, you know, Cubs-colored glasses. I went through the numbers, Elise, and this guy is having as good a season as almost anyone right now.
Yeah, it's funny. I think it's been like my coworker Cole Wright and stuff has been throwing that out there. Not a ton, but like, to your point, you just kind of start thinking it, like, is that possible? Could he do that? For me, it hasn't crossed my mind, not because I don't think like it, the numbers, whatever. I'm just kind of watching and enjoying the ride to start, yeah. Right? Because he still is young, and I think there could still be ups and downs. It seems like it's all been up. I think, you know, you forget at the beginning of the season it was kind of down, and then once it clicked, it's been all, you know, kind of smooth sailing from there, maybe even more than smooth sailing. So, yeah, and I think, too, when there are games where, you know, it's not the same result at the plate, I just feel like he's able to find a quicker adjustment and go to the next game, next at bat, whatever it is. And he, you know, he's right back to where he wants to be. So I think there was, you know, I've always enjoyed watching PCA, what he does offensively, defensively, base running, his attitude, the competitiveness. Mm-hmm. He's a very thoughtful person when you talk to him. So I've always really enjoyed just kind of watching him almost like grow up in front of us, you know, because you're talking like a couple years ago as like a 21-year-old, like now as we're talking about Moises Ballesteros in that situation. So he's been really good, really fast. And now you just, you know, you'd like to just see him keep doing that.
I played a clip of Craig Counsell in the first segment of the show, and he sounds surprised by the power. I've heard Pete Crow Armstrong himself seem a little bit surprised by the power that he's been able to produce this year. Where do you think that's coming from? What have you seen in his swing or his approach that's leading to 12 home runs now on the season?
Well, whenever you're hitting it out like he is, it's about timing. You're just connecting when you want, how you want. And so I think that, you know, even to your point, it's just maybe now, like a few weeks ago, Jed Hoyer was saying the same thing, you know, like, no, I don't know if we expected the power you know, to be quite like this. But I think there was always belief that there was power in that back, because I remember in spring training, that was kind of a topic that, you know, there is more power than what we saw last year from Pete. Maybe not the expectation that would jump to this level, but that it's there. And it's funny because people always say, I'm just trying to hit doubles. I'm just trying to hit doubles. But I think, you know, whatever it takes, like mentally, for you to just be where you want to be at the plate. Like, you know, some guys want to tell themselves, I want to, you know, hit a line drive up the middle, or I want to hit the opposite way. Whatever you have to tell yourself, you know, and if that's what, you know, Pete is doing by just saying, you know, I'm trying to get double, I'm trying to get on base, because he can just do damage when he's on base, it's working. And so did I think this much power was in his bat? I don't know. Every time he hits a home run, he just kind of keeps, you're like, wow. You know, like, you're just kind of like,
yeah,
still like, you know, just enjoying what you see, and you're rolling with it. You're like, all right, if this is who you are, we'll take it.
I think it was JD on the broadcast today who made a great point, and it's something that hadn't occurred to me until he said it, at least, which is that pitchers are so fearful of what he could do when he gets on the bases that they don't want to give him a free base and you know, give him a walk. So they almost feel like they have to attack the strike zone, and he's really, really taking advantage of that and making the most of it.
Yeah, and I think you even see it in his approach where he swings a lot. He likes to swing the bat, and right. I right now don't really have a problem with that, especially when you have the results that you have. You know, let's talk about it if those change. But, and, you know, pitchers will start now attacking him differently. Like, you know, like, let's now see, because it's the game within the game. When you start hitting the way he is, and now you can't overlook him, or, you know, just because, like you're saying, when he gets on, he can be that base running threat, or, you know, almost score a run himself. They're also now having to respect his bat and like how he's getting on base. So now, you know, it'll be interesting to see, because I think initially, you know, we could all agree that you're circling Kyle Tucker, that's for sure. And yeah, now probably circling PCA at the top, especially, you know, while Hap is out and he's leading off the game and he's going to get the most at bats, that, yeah, he's someone who you're talking about now.
And sort of quietly, Isaiah Suzuki, second in baseball in RBI with 37, so and right there at the top of the order with those two guys. That's a pretty scary trio to have there, either at the top or somewhere in the middle of your order when you're talking about PCA, Saya, and Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, it's funny that you say quietly, because just yesterday or Wednesday on our postgame show, when I was doing it with Cliff Floyd, he's like, you know, I feel like we're never talking about Seiya Suzuki.
Yeah.
You know, he had the only run in that game with his home run, and he's consistently put up the power and been a good hitter. And I think to his game, he hits it hard and there's not a lot of chase. And so that's something that he's always been able to do. And I think because of the flashiness of PCA, the Kyle Tucker and how good he is and the name and the superstar that he is. And then, yeah, Seiya Suzuki just kind of in the line of going about his business, doing what he always does. But meanwhile, you know, scoring a lot of runs and hitting in a lot of runs. So I think part of what you're getting at as you go down the lineup is just like what makes the Cubs offense good. And how each guy, when they can be themselves at the plate, why it meshes and it works well together, and why they feed off of each other. Because when they are who they are, that's a pretty good offense.
Talking with Elise Menneker of the Marquee Sports Network here on the Score Evening Show. Elise, looking at this year's team and specifically the offense versus last year's team, and the biggest difference to me, yes, Kyle Tucker being put in there makes a big difference, and PCA having the season that he's having makes a big difference. But it seemed like last year, once you got past maybe the fifth or on some nights the sixth hitter in the Cubs lineup, you were pretty much scot-free until you came back around to the top and you saw Ian Happ again. What they're doing 6-9, 7-9 this year offensively, to me, that's the big difference in this offense this year, that they can either keep innings going or get innings going with the guys at the bottom of that lineup.
Yes, and so what you're describing is it was PCA at the bottom last year and Miguel Amaya most notably, and there were a lot of conversations that were had at the end of the year. Well, that's when they started to, you know, pick it up, and it really started to click when that bottom of the order was contributing more. But as you were kind of waiting for them to find their way, you know, there was a little bit of a gap. It was hard to turn the lineup over and get production when the bottom isn't quite doing what you'd like them to do. And so now, like, as you're talking, it's like, guys are hitting so well. Let's add Carson Kelly to the mix too, because he's going to be in there now. Like, that's the catcher spot. Okay, well, Carson Kelly is now hitting top middle of the lineup. PCA, we'll just call him leadoff for now because that's what he is, but you could put him back at the bottom. Well, when PCA is at the top, you got Carson Kelly, who's your catcher, Miguel Amaya, who might be more near the bottom. Then now that's just lengthening your lineup because Nico Horner's hitting eighth, right? Like, John Birdie, like, he can get on base, but also he can run too. So he's a threat on the base pass. Dansby Swanson, when he's hot, we've seen what he can do. So, and these are good players. And so the lineup gets lengthened. So you insert Kyle Tucker. It feels like you see a different approach from this team, and just like he has affected how guys, you know, want to do things at the plate almost. And then just guys coming into their own. So add that separately is, you know, PCAMI younger guys are doing their thing, or Carson Kelly steps in and he's hitting out of his mind. So, yeah, last year, it's a lot of the same guys. I don't think it was like a bad offense last year. There were just holes, or the guys weren't producing at the level that you needed them to or wanted them to. Because, like, remember, Dansby's hurt last year. Nico's hurt last year. You know, guys are healthy this year. They can be free because when guys are hitting like this, you know, you're not trying to hit a 5-run home run with one swing. I think sometimes we felt that a little bit last year. And I think even on the base paths, right, there were certain, you know, running mistakes where it felt like they were trying to force the run. And now nothing seems forced. Everyone's playing loose, fun, free, fun to watch.
Yeah, they are a lot of fun to watch out on the base pass. Want to ask you about a couple of young guys before I let you go here. Elise Menneker of Marquee Sports Network, my guest, for a couple more minutes. Cade Horton today gets to start his first start at Wrigley Field, and it got off to a rocky start there, giving up the home run in the first inning, but he settles in going five innings, just the 3 runs, struck out 2, no walks. What have you seen from Cade Horton in his first couple of appearances that you like, and maybe what he has to work on?
Yeah, I really like what I've seen from Cade overall. I feel that, you know, this is someone who's going to give up fly balls. If the fly balls are going to come, some home runs. So virtually all the 6 runs that he's given up have been on home runs. But I feel like so he attacks, that's number one. That's a focus of his. Like, he wants to throw strikes. Sometimes now when he's throwing strikes, he's catching too much of the plate. You know, a couple pitches stay almost like center, right? When you're in the big leagues, guys will take advantage. Mm-hmm. But even so, I'm going to credit the offense just a little bit here. You have a young pitcher on the mound. In the second inning, you score a chunk of runs, and that helps your pitcher. Now he feels like he can attack. He's not trying to nibble because you just put up 6 runs on the board in the second inning. So I think that's where, you know, the team is kind of working together. But I don't find a panic in Cade. I feel like he's kind of, you know, ready for the moment. This is a rivalry series at Wrigley, 1:20 Friday game. I mean, that's like a dream, right?
Yeah.
You kind of like envision those moments coming up. And I think overall, especially after giving up a couple in the first, it didn't unravel on him. And he didn't let up, because even sometimes when your team scores runs, yeah, he gave up a run the next inning, but he didn't make it more than that. A solo shot, and even I think said that after the game. Solo shot, we're up by 4, not going to kill me.
Speaking
so
of dream,
to have like the right mentality. Yeah, go ahead.
No, sorry, I didn't mean to step on you there, Elise. We're crunched for time here, and I did want to get to this. Speaking of dream moments that you think about coming up, Moises Ballesteros gets his first big league hit today after he switched bats, and he's been in 2 games. It's his first hit. But watching that guy up there at the plate, he looks like he can handle a baseball bat. Like, he just, this is a guy who knows how to hit and will at almost any level once he figures it out.
Yeah, I have felt, you know, sometimes even the takes are more impressive than the swings, and he's got a really pretty nice swing. Again, I find someone with no panic. You know, he's at Wrigley, 21 years old. And I think he just knows himself really, really well, and he trusts himself. He has hit at every single level, and he has always been the youngest person at every single level. That doesn't faze him. And so I just appreciate watching him and his calm demeanor when it feels like it could be a lot more than what he's showing it is. Because you look at him, he's just chewing his gum, going up to the plate and swinging the bat.
But That's Elise Menneker, reporter, host for Marquee Sports Network. And I always check my guests' social medias before I bring them on, just see if I can get a nugget for the interview or whatever. 363 career hitter at Cornell, Elise. Color me impressed over here. That's impressive. And a member of their Hall of Fame. That's big stuff right there. You can follow her on Twitter and see all that. At Elise Menneker, my guest for the last few minutes on the Circus Sports Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. Elise, thank you so much for your time and the insight.
Thank you so much. Good chatting with you.
And she joins me again on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. There's a dust storm warning in Chicago. That's a real thing I just said.
Yeah, I've never seen this before in my entire life. I've lived in Illinois my entire life. I've never experienced a dust storm warning.
Same, but I feel like I should put it out there, Adam. I feel like that's a thing as a broadcaster, I should. I don't know what to do. Like, I don't close your.
Well, right now, I think in Milwaukee, you guys are fine. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, it rained heavy here today. We have no dust. Yeah.
But downtown, I don't see. I feel like it's getting darker to the west. Where, yeah. As I'm looking out the window as much as I can from the control room out the studio window, it looks like it's getting a little darker out there, not like sunsetting darker. So, right. And our old friend Jay Zawowski tweeted a picture in the middle of the dust storm, wherever he is currently at in the suburbs. So,
where are we that there are dust storms? Are tumbleweeds blowing down Michigan Avenue? What do you mean a dust storm?
Apparently, there's a giant wall of dust making its way across the state.
That doesn't even compute with me. I've been to Austin, Texas a couple times where they have dust storms. That makes sense to me. This does not compute. And I don't know what to tell folks to do out there with the impending dust storm. Like, keep your mouth closed so it doesn't get in there. And
maybe head inside. If you see a giant wall of dust, go inside. Yeah,
go inside.
That's all I got for you. I don't know how to deal with this.
And then go rent a power washer to clean off your house once the dust storm passes. We'll hit a quick break. On the other side, we'll keep you up to date on all things dust storm. Also, and like I said, this show is going to get football heavy in the second hour, but the Cubs have had a wild season. Like, the Cubs have had a whole season in 45 games. We're going to step back and take a look at it right after this. It's Robbie Maklouf. It's Score Evenings, and back in just a minute.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
With your host, Rami Makhlouf, Adam Studzinski on the other side of the glass. Going to talk some Bears with Herb Howard of the Bigs coming up at 7 o'clock. Brian Baldinger, Baldy, joins us at 8:25 with his thoughts on this Caleb Williams story and all things Bears. I said before the break, a dust storm warning has been issued for the Chicagoland area, and it's not what I thought it was. And I'll get to your Cubs calls and text in just a second. I thought a dust storm was like dust blowing like across the desert or over the plains. There's just a cloud of dust in the sky, apparently. And I'm looking at video right now. There's just a giant cloud of, this is like when I turn on the leaf blower inside my garage by accident and it's, you can't see in front of you. There is just a cloud, a wall of dust, if you will, that's moving through parts of the Chicagoland area. The National Weather Service, which thank God is still a thing for now, they put out a severe alert for a dust storm warning for this area until 8 p.m. Central Time. It says be ready for a sudden drop to zero visibility. Pull aside, stay alive. When the visibility drops, I said I don't know what to do. They do. When the visibility drops, pull far off the road and put your vehicle in park. Turn the lights off and keep your foot off the brake. Infants, the elderly, and those with respiratory issues urged to take precautions.
Dude, this is why it's hitting downtown right now.
Like, you can see it.
It's, well, I couldn't see the actual cloud coming. It just kind of steadily settled in. But all the sunny skies that I could see just north of me like 2 minutes ago is now just like a dust. And if you look, so I can see straight down Lake Street from the control room here. Normally, yeah. I can see all the way down the street to whatever building is, I don't know, probably a mile, if not maybe half a mile down there. I cannot see that building right now. I can barely see the building that's across the street on Michigan right now.
I've never seen anything like this.
This is wild. I've never experienced this in my entire life. Is this what it's like in Texas?
Not like this.
We need to call Layla. Layla might need to tell us if this is what life is like in Texas.
I've only visited there a handful of times, and I've seen times where it's really dry, it's really windy, and like I said, the sand, the dust, whatever it is blowing off the plains or across the desert. It's hard to see. It's not coming from the sky.
This isn't a cloud that has caused an overhang. This is just a bunch of dust that is limited visibility in downtown Chicago.
It's a wall of dust. It's like a full on wall of dust. I've never seen anything like this. And I don't know what's happening.
Unfortunately, this is literally the beginning plot of Interstellar. Like, this is why they're having to find a new planet, because in Interstellar they have dust storms.
Well, I hope that's not what's going on. You said people are texting us about the dust storm?
Yeah.
That people are caught in the dust storm, yeah, and texting the score?
So here we go. From the 847, my effing windows are open and I'm 39 minutes away. You should probably close your windows, guy.
Yeah, close your window, guy.
708, just had to cancel high school events in Aurora. Almost no visibility. 847, I'm in Logan Square and it was blue skies like 10 minutes ago. This is crazy.
What is even happening? This is scary. I lived in California for a minute. And by the way, there we had dirty rain. Like the dust would go up into the clouds, but they weren't like big brown clouds. They looked like any normal cloud. And then it would rain and your car would be dirty after, like, really like dirty, like muddy after it rained. But it looked nothing like this. But this reminds me of the first time I experienced an earthquake on some level, like where you're just like, this doesn't happen. I've never experienced this before, and I don't know how to react or what exactly is.
I'm glad we can all experience this life event firsthand together. Hey, real quick, Rami, we got a caller that is in the suburbs in the middle of the dust storm.
Oh,
this is Don in the suburbs.
Don, you're on the score. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I was literally leaving the dollar store, and I got to 111th and Ridgeland, and this huge cloud of dust came over, and we were sitting at the stoplight, and literally people were getting out of their cars and taking pictures. I'm like, what are you taking pictures of? It's dusty. And we couldn't see anything. And like, it's like, literally, I couldn't even see the stoplight in front of me.
That's crazy.
Literally. I'm just sitting here, and we're waiting to go.
Yeah. Did it pass by? Can you see now?
I can see better now. It's clearing out, but it was literally like, it was kind of like, it was biblical. It was weird.
That's
like,
scary.
I've seen dust storms. We've had dust storms in the past, but this was something else. This was like something out of this world.
I was going to say, this sounds,
share that with you guys.
This sounds otherworldly. Thanks for the call. Don, was it Don or Ron?
Don.
Don. Thanks for the call, Don. Yeah, this feels otherworldly, looking at some of the images and videos that I'm seeing on social media right now. That's scary. Stay safe out there, Chicago.
I wonder what it's like on Lakeshore Drive right now. I can't see out that way, but I wonder what it's like out there.
Yeah, I don't know where it's moving to or how it's moving.
It's moving. It's moving west to east. So
okay, so it's going towards the lake.
Yeah.
Huh.
So it'll be out over the lake eventually here. Oh, here's maybe an explanation for why this is happening from the 815.
All right.
Assuming we can trust our texter here. Reason for the dust storm is that all the farmland just got planted and has been super dry with a lot of dirt exposed. High winds push the dirt into the jet stream. Farmer Pet. All right. Well, he calls himself Farmer Pet. Yeah. I think we can trust him.
If he says he's a farmer, I'm gonna go ahead and trust him on that. So that's apparently what caused this. So seriously, I know I've been kind of making light of this and having a good time and quite surprised. But seriously, stay safe out there. And like I read in the warning, when the visibility drops, pull over, put the car in park, and turn it off. And if you have respiratory issues and whatnot, get inside and get out of the dust. This is a real thing.
Our guy Sean Sears, who was doing highlights for the Cubs and was just finishing up, comes into the control room and says, I don't think I should leave right now. And I go, yeah, don't leave. Stay here.
Yeah, don't go out there if you don't have to. I guess
if you're taking the pedway is still open right now. So if you can take the pedway, that's fine. But
yeah,
if you're going
Sean's
outside,
getting
don't.
On the train, right? Sean's getting on the train.
I can't remember if he's a Blue Line guy or not.
I think I remember him telling me he comes and goes on the train, if I remember correctly. But I don't know for sure.
Most of
stay
us
safe
do.
Out there. Sean Sears and the rest of y'all, stay safe out there. We'll hit a quick break. On the other side, we'll switch gears, get back into sports, and some Bears with Chicago Bears beat reporter for the Bigs, Herb Howard, joins me, Rami Makhlouf, on Score Evenings, right after this on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.